Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Let's go over to America and speak to a lovely lady called Jacqueline Ekman. And she's an author. She's a fascinating lady. And we're going to find out all about her now. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, Peter. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. I believe you're a deeply religious person.
I would call myself a deeply spiritual person. I'm not affiliated with any particular religious organization, but it definitely informs every part of my life.
Now, tell me, please, about the Veronica trilogy of books.
Oh, my, that opens up a big subject. It is my personal belief that this series of books evolved out of my personal memories from a past incarnation as Veronica. Veronica was one of many cousins that Jesus of Nazareth had. So the story evolved from memories that started coming to me about 7-8 years ago or so. And as I began to open up to them, they just sort of flooded in and sort of demanded, I guess you could say, that I put them down in writing, and the story unfolded.
When it first started, were you concerned about these thoughts and feelings and emotions?
Oh, I was. I have been a longtime believer in reincarnation, so that idea per se was not disturbing to me. But I had not had any conscious awareness of having this, you know, quote, special connection with this person that we call Jesus. And so that was quite astonishing to me. And also the idea that I might have been related to him, not just knew him, but knew him well, and was deeply involved with events that were unfolding in that part of the world 2,000 years ago. So, yes, it was quite a surprise to me.
How long ago did this happen?
It started about, I don't remember exactly, about 7 or 8 years ago. I was visiting the Vatican, in fact, and I was in St. Peter's Basilica, just sort of wandering around mostly as a tourist. And I had a very powerful kind of wake-up experience there that it took me about another year or so to actually begin to truly understand it. But it was a visionary experience, for lack of a better word, that came out of the blue, completely unexpected to me. And all I knew once that little experience was over, I don't know how long it lasted, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. All I knew was that I had been this person, Veronica, and that she was somehow associated with Jesus. And that was sort of unfolded from there.
Can you remember the stories? And the reason I ask you that, I was going to say, has the Bible got it right? Or was it just quite vague to you?
Well, as for Veronica per se and her identity, there's almost virtually nothing in the Bible about that. So I've been unable to really research it. The Catholic Church is divided as to whether she really existed or not, or this person was just a sort of apocryphal kind of figure. As far as the story of Jesus himself goes, the outline of it is probably pretty accurate, is, you know, the way it's depicted in the New Testament of the Christian Bible. There are many, many details, of course, that are left out, many nuances about him personally and about other people in his life, especially the women in his life, the women that were around him, his family members and others.
How did people react when you started to tell them, people you knew? How did people react to say that in a past life you had been a cousin of Jesus of Nazareth?
Well, it took me a long time to start talking about it, because it took me a long time to really integrate this idea and to begin to accept the truth of it. And when I began speaking of it to people, I did so very cautiously because I was concerned about how people would react. And I basically spoke mostly to people who sort of shared my basic spiritual belief, that is a belief in reincarnation. And I make no real claims about it. That is, if people want to believe this, that's fine. If they find it hard to believe, that's fine. It's not important to me that they believe that I was this person. I do hope that even if they don't accept that, that they would look at the stories and maybe read the book and see what is in there of value for them.
Jacqueline, when did you first discover, at what age did you discover reincarnation, or did you start to question it?
I was probably 20 years old before I actually thought of it in terms of reincarnation, that is, put a name to it. But once I understood the idea of reincarnation, it made perfect sense to me, and it explained many, many things that had happened to me my entire life, many visionary experiences, actually, that I had as a child growing up that I had no frame of reference to understand until then. But the moment I heard about reincarnation, I completely embraced that. I had no qualms about that whatsoever.
Do you believe it happens to all of us?
I do. I do. I mean, obviously, most people have no memories about it, and that's a good thing. It could be extraordinarily distracting if you could remember all of your past lives, and that would make us unable to focus on what we're here to learn and do today. So it's not something that is a toy to be played with. If memories come to people, or if people decide they want to learn more and go to a regressionist, for example, they have to be willing to accept that they might learn things that are difficult for them to understand or assimilate. They might have been somebody extraordinary. They might have been somebody pretty appalling. I think basically over time we've pretty much done it all.
Do you feel blessed that you were a cousin in a past life of Jesus of Nazareth?
Oh, I do. I do. I mean, he really was an extraordinary being. And just to have had the lifelong experience of being around him, traveling with him and his other followers, and even after his death, taking part and carrying on with sharing the things that he taught us, it's an extraordinary blessing. I think that's one of the main reasons these memories have come to me, so that I could share them with people and perhaps offer them a bigger picture of who he was and what he was about. Not to correct anything that others believe. I don't have any intention for doing that, but just to offer a bigger picture for them.
You studied a range of religions. Was this before this happened, or while it had happened, or after it had happened?
All of that.
All right.
I had been brought up Christian, but the way that I was taught it in the church did not have a great appeal for me, frankly. And so when I got older, I began studying many different things: Hinduism, Buddhism, American Indian, shamanism, a lot of different spiritual beliefs and philosophies. And frankly, when I began to have these memories, all of that helped me in some way that would take a very long time to explain, to understand and appreciate Christianity more, and to be able to integrate all of that together into a sort of larger belief system, if you will.
I read a theory once that some people who believe in reincarnation and can go and be regressed can change the course of history. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's a very esoteric, complex subject, and I think the truth is we can't know for sure what the answer to that is, but it is my belief that there is a possibility we can shift the past by connecting with it, but primarily by changing who we are today. And if we remember something in the past that bears upon us today, say something has been unforgiven, that we're holding grudges, that we're angry about on a subconscious level, obviously, and it's triggered by something we're experiencing today. If we can handle what's going on today in a much higher, better, clearer, more loving way, in some kind of sense that I cannot explain, I believe that the waves go back into our past and somehow heal that. Maybe the circumstances cannot be changed, but it can be healed.
If you feel this way about reincarnation, what do you feel about the spirit world? Where does that fit into reincarnation? Because if we all come and we've all been there before, where do spirits fit into that, in your opinion?
Well, we're all spirits right here and now inhabiting human physical bodies. So the spirit world permeates everything, including our physical world. And in between our incarnations, we move from one dimension, that is the physical dimension, back into where we are focused in the spiritual dimension. And so we are spirits, whether we're in body or not. And if what you're asking is, are there spirits who guide us, perhaps, or who interact with us? My answer to that would be yes, definitely. Some of them are greatly advanced, wise beings, and some are just like us. They're our friends and family on the other side.
I'm talking to Jacqueline Ekman, who is the author of the Veronica trilogy of books. What are your thoughts on other beings and other planets? Do you have views on that?
Well, I do, and that's a Pandora's box for us to get into in a short conversation here. Just as I believe, and it is my experience, that there are spirit beings with whom we interact, you know, humans who are simply not, that is, you know, people like us who are simply not in body right now. It also extends beyond our planet and our planetary system, and that there are beings from other star systems who are perhaps not all that different than we are. That is, they have their own sort of lines of evolution. And some of these are interested in us and occasionally interact with us. So I do personally have some experiences, but again, that's a whole different subject.
Do you believe in heaven and hell?
I believe that's not in the strict Christian tradition, that is, as taught by the church, that after death we go, you know, we're divided out, and some go to heaven and some go to hell. For me, there's more of a continuum. Also, that this actually exists right here and now on this earth plane, that many people live their human lives in hell, in a sort of hell kind of circumstance. It's not that God sent them there. It's that these are circumstances that have all the qualities of that. Likewise, other people live in a sort of heavenly realm while here on earth. We have, to some extent, control over that. That is, we can decide how we will react to the circumstances of our lives and make of them a heaven or a hell. I do not believe that God judges anyone and sends them into any sort of eternal damnation. That is one of the most abhorrent ideas I have ever encountered. Again, it's a very, I could talk about this for hours, but that's sort of the basic overview.
Jacqueline, I don't believe in regression, and I actually asked somebody to regress me. Now, what happened was quite amazing. I just remember going through doors, and I was conscious of what was happening. But then my mother, who I lost a long time ago, who I absolutely worshipped, was there, and I held her hand. And then they asked me to go through the next door, and I wouldn't go through the next door because I didn't want to let go of my mother's hand. This is all I remember from the whole experience. Mm-hmm. But that moment, holding my mother's hand, and I've got goosebumps telling you now, that was real. For me, that was real at that moment, and I didn't want to come out of that state just because I'd found my mom again, which was weird.
That brings tears to my eyes, actually. I think that it is my experience, let's just say. I'm so happy for you. You had that experience. When one goes to a regressionist, what we're really doing is putting ourselves into the care and guidance of our own soul. This is my belief anyway. Mm. And that is, you know, that part of us that is always one with what we might call God, or one with our source, or the part of us that remains in heaven. I mean, you know, language is difficult. But when we put ourselves into the care and guidance of our own soul, it will decide what we need, whether it's to show us a past life expression, whether it's to show us something of our lives between lives, if you will, in your case, to bring your mother to you. I mean, obviously, it seems to me that was what you needed, and that's the gift you were given. To have struggled or forced, you know, or tried to bring something else through would not have been useful to you. So I love hearing that.
Jacqueline, I could talk to you forever. You're a fascinating lady. How can people find out more about you?
Well, I have a website. It is www, and I will spell my name, jacqueline.com, jacqueline.com. My books are also available on Amazon. You could do a search for under my name that I just gave you, or Veronica, The Lost Years of Jesus is the name of the first book. Veronica, Eyewitness to the Ministry of Jesus is the second book. And I'm still working on the third.
Jacqueline,
they're available in paper and in as e-books, too.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Peter. I enjoyed it very much.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.